Hey guys, Trevor with the E-commerce Paradise podcast. And in this episode, I wanted to talk to you about getting outside of your comfort zone. So it's true, and if you want to build a business that you're really going to have to get outside your comfort zone a little bit to do it. You're going to have to talk to suppliers, you're going to have to talk to customers, and you're going to have to make things happen. So what does it take to get outside your comfort zone? I think honestly, it just takes jumping in. It's kind of like jumping into a pool for the first time. It's a little bit scary at first because your body isn't used to it and the temperature change is a little startling, but then once you're in, it's actually pretty comfortable and fun and you swim around and it feels great. So you just have to make that initial leap. I think that's the hardest part for a lot of people. I know it's the hardest part for me, especially when I go to start my day or I have to call somebody and do something. It's definitely just a little bit of a leap you have to make. And whether it's a leap of faith, it's a big leap, or it's just a small leap, you just have to make it. And once you get past that, everything's pretty easy. But when you find yourself kind of losing it and you need to get back into it in order to make it, there's some important things that I've learned that really help to keep yourself focused. So number one is exercise. You have to get out and move around a lot. If you're not exercising, then you will find it harder to get out of your comfort zone, to be more comfortable with doing things that are important for your business, for your growth, that are more than just updating your website or making little changes here and there, or sending an email out, things that are easy, like checking your Facebook feed and writing somebody a message on Facebook. Those things are easy. They're within your comfort zone. So do things that are outside your comfort zone. Call new suppliers or, write a customer or call a customer and survey them and ask them questions about themselves so you can learn more about your target market, or write new emails and write email campaigns and send them out. Film YouTube videos for your niche store YouTube channel. It's not a bad idea, right? Focus on, learning more stuff and going to live meetups that are local to you. Those kinds of things really help too. So, as far as that goes, the more movement you do throughout the day, especially like hard workouts like push-ups, sit-ups, crunches, running, skateboarding, bicycling, anything cool like hiking, stuff like that, you're getting outside of your comfort zone naturally just doing that. So it kind of gets you primed for getting outside of your comfort zone in business. So what I like to do is get out of the house in the morning first thing, because we are digital nomads, but we also work from home. So we have to wake up and do stuff for a little bit, but then, after the morning chores are done, get out of the house and walk around and see people and go eat some food and stuff like that. And then settle back down and get more work done again at that point. But I think that the more that you get out and about and see people and interact and stuff like that, and the more you exercise, the more natural getting out of your comfort zone will come. The next thing is habit forming. So habits, especially good habits, are hard to form, and it takes discipline in order to keep them going. So healthy eating, for instance, is a habit that's difficult to form because it's easy to get into like the habit of eating junk food. It's just tastes good, right? And it's so delicious and makes you feel great. But of course, there's side effects, right? And you don't want those side effects. They don't feel good. You'll feel like crap. You'll start breaking out in pimples and stuff like that and zits. And you're just going to generally feel tired in the morning eating a lot of junk food. Your dental health will suffer, things like that. So you definitely want to focus on building good habits in your life because discipline in one area of your life is going to move to other areas of your life as well. And it's going to make it easier to be disciplined in other areas of your life when you're disciplined in one area. So good healthy eating habits is one. Exercise, good healthy exercise habits is another. Nobody ever said working out was easy or working out was fun, but it sure feels great after you're done. And you have to ask yourself why. It's because your body is cleaning itself out when you do workouts. Workouts aren't called work for not for any reason. I mean, it's literally you have to work. You have to treat workouts like you're working. I mean, if you have to work hard. So luckily, I mean, I've been very lucky in my life to find something like skateboarding where it's a passion and it's a workout at the same time. But I still have to do things like sit-ups and push-ups on a regular basis because if I don't, I don't maintain my back muscles, which are my core muscles, which I need for skateboarding. And so I have to do that. That's an everyday thing for me. And I'll admit, some days I don't. And I start to lose it, and then I come back, and then I lose it and come back. And this is a natural cycle, but you have to understand that the more disciplined you are every single day to getting stuff done that is good for you, then the more you'll be able to get things done in other areas of your life too. One good example of this is filming this online course that I'm making and creating content in general. So it was really hard for me to start doing this every single day. I thought, what am I going to talk about? And I never really felt inspired and stuff like that. And so I would always just say, yeah, whatever, I'm just going to chill and, you know, watch a YouTube video or something like that. I feel good because that makes me feel good. The problem is that I would find myself, you know, drowning out and never making any content, and then weeks later wishing that I had started that YouTube channel that I was talking about. So what I decided to do was to actually erase all the outside influences that were in my life that were not helping me to grow. So in other words, I went through my email inbox and I unsubscribed from all the emails that I got from marketers that weren't, you know, helping me in any way. And even marketers that were helping me in ways, I had to unsubscribe from them too, just because it was a distraction. I also unsubscribed from emails from general companies, you know, e-commerce companies and stuff like that, big companies and small companies alike. I had to unsubscribe from almost everything. And it felt good because I realized that if I didn't have those distractions in my mind, and also, you know, with distraction comes this strange feeling of, oh, they're doing it and I'm not, and then you get depressed and sad. And so I eliminated that from my life entirely, and now I create content on a daily basis because I don't see all that going on. And all I'm thinking about is what I can do to better the world around me. I don't care if the next guy over already did a piece of content like this or not. I'm going to do it better, and I'm going to do it my way, make it more unique. I take a little bit of inspiration here and there, but what I usually like to do is take from my experiences, because I think experience is the best teacher. And if you can take your experiences and translate that into content somehow, then that's really, really good, and it's going to help the world. So yeah, it takes discipline to do content every day. It really does. It takes discipline to sit down, get out of your comfort zone, film something or record something that you know is going to be publicly available and that everybody's going to listen to and or think something good or bad about it. So there's a good habit forming thing you can do. But like I said, the more habits you form like this, the hard things to do, the easier it'll be to get out of your comfort zone in other places of your life. So if you just start by recording a podcast or, you know, filming a YouTube video or something like that, create some kind of content, even just writing a blog post, you'll find it a lot easier to go and call those customers or go and call the suppliers, you know, and make those difficult things that it's going to take to grow your business. You know, in reality, when you actually get on the phone with the supplier, it's actually easygoing. And sometimes you don't get on the phone, you have to leave a message and call back. And that's normal. But you have to call and you have to leave those messages and you have to call back. Because if you don't, then you're basically, you know, telling yourself that it's okay to slack. You're telling your inner brain, your subconscious, it's okay to slack, and then you'll continue to slack. So by pushing yourself more and more and more every single day to not slack, you're going to create a really good habit of not slacking because you're going to be used to it. You're going to be used to getting the work done. And if you get work done every single day consistently, little baby steps, but a little bit of work done every single day, you'll make consistent growth and your business will grow and you'll make more profits as a result. It's just the way the universe works and it's the way business works. But like I said, you have to focus. You have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And it's true that it doesn't feel good at first. Nothing ever does feel good at first. That's work. But once you focus on that fact and you start to, you know, build that discipline and build that habit, it actually comes a lot easier than you might think. So what I want to challenge you guys right now is to actually do a 90-day challenge, to set a list of things you want to do every single day for 10 minutes a day, whether that be push-ups or sit-ups or crunches, whether that be running or bicycling or hiking, whether that be calling suppliers, whether that be following up with customers, whether that be creating content on YouTube or creating a podcast or writing a blog post every single day, 10 to 30 minutes a day on every single one. Okay, so write a list of like 3 to 5 things you want to do and spend 10 to 30 minutes a day on each one. So at the most, you're talking 5 things in 30 minutes. So at the most, you're talking a couple of hours, 2.5 hours of things that you're going to do throughout the day. And if you think about your day already, you've got a lot going on, but you also spend a lot of time probably slacking off and relaxing, right? I know I do sometimes. I spend sometimes up to a half an hour to an hour at a time, you know, just going through Facebook, watching YouTube videos, going through Instagram, things like that, just being entertained by things. And while watching that kind of stuff, you know, does make you happy and makes you feel good in the moment, it's not going to produce anything for you later on, right? It's not really going to make you a better person. It's not going to help you make the world a better place. It's not going to help you fulfill your purpose or your passion in life. And it's not going to help you make a profit either, usually, unless you're doing things like that are good. Like if you watch a YouTube video, leave a comment on it, Or if you listen to a podcast you really like, share it with a group that you're interested in, and doing little things like that really does help you a little bit. So you can do positive things that are going to help you when you just consume entertainment. And I always recommend people do that. But the truth is, the more you actually create yourself, the more you'll be able to get out of your comfort zone in other places and create more, abundance in other places too. And I just wanted to really drill that fact home that there's tons of abundance out there, guys. I did a podcast recently on Wayfair and how many niche sites they built over the course of like 10 years before they had Wayfair. And it was 200 plus niche sites, each one making $500,000 in revenue per year, which is plenty for one person to make a full-time income. And so, it's possible. There's abundance out there. And they weren't the last ones to do it. There's still tons of people doing it. And yes, it does take a lot of work. I'd say startup time is somewhere between 3 weeks to 3 months, and somewhere between $30 all the way up to $3,000. It just depends on how much experience you have and, how much you're willing to spend on coaching and mentorship, and how much you're willing to work at it and do yourself as opposed to outsourcing. So, guys, I can't say this more enough, but if you're going to make your life better, if you want to make your life better, if you want to grow and make more money or travel more or, afford better, cooler things, self-development in any way or shape or form requires discipline. So get into it, get disciplined, start making daily habits out of things. Make a list, put it on your mirror in your bathroom in the morning, and just do it. And don't think about it. Don't think about how hard it's going to be. Stop thinking about that stuff. Just start thinking about how fun it's going to be, how much you enjoy doing it, and how much you enjoy the results of it. If you're a guy and you want to, get more, get ripped or whatever, build muscle. Just think about how cool you're going to look after you do those 50 push-ups, after you do those 50 sit-ups and 50 crunches, and how much better you're going to be able to attract the opposite sex and stuff like that. If you're a girl and you want to look better, if you want to be more beautiful, consider your eating habits. And, if you get tempted throughout the day by, donuts or whatever, snacks and stuff like that, just consider the consequences and don't look at the salad and think, ew, I don't want to eat that. It doesn't have enough flavor to it. Think, wow, after I eat that salad, I'm going to feel really good. And it's going to make me feel good about myself mentally. And it's also going to make me feel good inside. And it's going to clean me out. And I'm going to be able to lose weight. And I'm going to look more beautiful and have less zits and stuff like that, So build habits and get out of your comfort zone. That's the only way to grow and to build a life that's amazing. And, once you get there, the habits are easy, and it doesn't take much work and effort to build the discipline. It's just the going from not disciplined to disciplined that's painful. And then once you're there, it's easy going, it's fun, and it's actually really enjoyable because you feel healthier and happier. So get there, guys. It's fun. That's paradise, baby. That's what it is. That's what I preach. Paradise. So feel it. And if you guys want to get help building your online business, I am now offering my mentor services. So go to the academy, academy.ecommerceparadise.com, and you can sign up for the course, which includes a full breakdown on everything you need to know to build and grow and scale an e-commerce business with high-ticket drop shipping, niche stores, specifically using Shopify. And it also includes one-on-one coaching. So it's not just a course, it's actually a coaching program where you'll get one-on-one coaching that is tailored to you, your business, and your lifestyle. And you have a coaching call with me, and we go over everything you need to talk about in order to get to the next stage of your life and your business. And I can help you because I've been there before. I've been down that road multiple times, and I know what works and I know what doesn't. And that's why I want to teach people and help people, is because I feel that I've been given this blessing in life, and it's something that I want to pay forward. And it's also something I want to build a business out of because I love helping people and I love consulting. It's definitely a passion of mine. So check it out, guys, academy.ecommerceparadise.com, and build some good habits. Get out of your comfort zone. Go get some coaching, and see you out there. Take care.